Okay, today is Daf Lama Gimel. We are on Daf Lama Gimel. We are on the third line from the top, and Abaye Hav Mesader. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Nordberg family, Lila Nishmas Nisal Bas Shmuel. Shamashav and Aliyah, the art set is today, actually. Gimel Sivan, Shamashav and Aliyah, and only should be Zocha to happiness. Okay, family. Okay, Abaye Hav Mesader, Sede Maracha, Mishmei de Gemara. Abaye was Mesader, the daily activity of the Beis HaMikdash, Mishmei de Gemara. What does Mishmei de Gemara mean? Mishmei de Gemara, says Rashi, on the first skinny line, is de kule yeshiva de rabbanon de bei midrasha. All this was taught in the yeshiva. They learned it in the yeshiva. The Rambam says, that's not what it means. It means halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And by a Torah tradition going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the daily activity. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, this is what we learned in the yeshiva.
Doesn't sound like a skiva.
No, so why didn't Rashi say that? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right? No, that's what we learned in the yeshiva together. The answer is, because some argue on this, and there's a rule, the Rambam himself has a rule, you can't have a machlokes about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There's no machlokes about that. You can't have such a thing. Right? There's no machlokes what color the tefillin are. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they have to be black. So why are they black? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. No one argues on that. How can someone argue on this? Abishol is going to argue on this. How could that be? Sefer Rashi says, no, it was learned in the yeshiva. So it's not halacha l'moshe, it sounds like it's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay, what are they? And they are, here we go. V'aliba d'abishol. This is all based on Abishol, which implies to someone else. Ready? Here we go. Maracha gedola. Kodemes la maracha shnia shel ketores. First thing they would do in the morning is they would set up the maracha gedola, the big pile, the big fire on the big fire on the mizbeach. There were at least two fires on the mizbeach, at least two, the big one, and a little one, which is the maracha shnia. Maracha shnia shel ketores kodemes l'sidur shnei gizriyetim. The second one was where they took the coals for the ketoreth that was done in the little mizbeach in the Kodesh. Where did they get the coals from? From the little maracha on the mizbeach. Okay? So, a few things to say over here. So, first of all, it sounds like Abaye doesn't hold of a third maracha. According to some, there were three. According to some, there might have been four. But he only mentions two. One, the main one, and one for the ketoreth. And Tosfos asks, what about Trumas Hadeshen? What about Trumas Hadeshen? That's really the first thing that went on. So he said that was done in the night. It was a long break between doing Trumas Hadeshen and getting started. So he doesn't mention it. It's not mentioned. It starts off with a Racha Gedola. Okay, so the second thing that they did, there's 15 things on the list. Number two is the Maracha for the Ketores. Okay? Number three, v'sidur shnei gizrei etzim, kodem l'dishan mizbeach ha'panimi. Then they would do shnei gizrei etzim, which are the two logs, that were special two logs that were brought to go on to the mizbeach. Right? That happened before they would clean out the mizbeach ha'panimi. Number next one, v'dishan mizbeach ha'panimi, kodem l'hatavas chamesh neiros. After they cleaned out the Mizbeach HaPanimi, they then cleaned and prepared five of the Semachlokas, what this means. Some say it means they actually lit it, but most hold it only lit it at night, the menorah. Five out of the seven candles were cleaned out. Then, V'hatavas Chomesh Neiros Kodem L'dam HaTamid. Then they would check the Tamid and do some Dam with the Tamid. Then they would go back and do clean out the other two neiros. Okay? Then, v'atavas shtei neiros, kodom ha-ketores. The cleaning out, the next thing they would do was actually bring the ketores. Ketores kodom le'evarim. Then they would, after that, they would actually burn the fats of the evarim of the carbon tamid, which is a carbon ola. The evarim le'mincha. A mincha, a flower that accompanied the mincha, the carbon tamid. Mincha lechavitin. The mincha came before chavitin. This is if every day the Kohen Gadol brought a mincha chavitin. V'nisachin lemusafin. If it was a Shabbos or a Yontif or a Rosh Chodesh, then the nisachin, then came the musaf. Musafin lebazichin. The musaf came before the bazichin. The bazichin, if it was a Shabbos, these are the two spoons of Lavona that were on top of the lechem upon him, on the shulchan, that were burned on the Mizbeach. U'bazichin l'tamid shel bein harabayim. And the bazichin, this happened before the tamid shel bein harabayim. Okay? Shenemar, v'hikdir aleha chalvei shlamim aleha hashleim kol hakabonos kulam. The last thing that happens is the tamid shel bein harabayim. Okay?
Having learned this, from
that's maybe once every 7.5 years you can get away with this. Now, there are a few things left off the list. Most of the things left off the list are the afternoon avodos. His menorah was lit, Ketores of the afternoon, they're not mentioned. Yeah. Why aren't they mentioned? Hard answers. Some say, well, it's avodos pnim, and avodos pnim are not mentioned. Well, what do you mean? The cleaning out the mizbeach and cleaning out the menorah are mentioned. So it's a wonder, it's a mystery. It gives different answers, but they're not mentioned. Now we're going to dissect each one of these and explain why this was the order. Right? Abaye just said the order, but why? So it's a complicated daf today, to be honest. Amar Mar, we just said, Maracha Gedola Kedemes La Maracha Shniya Shel Ketores. Getting the logs of the first one, of the first Maracha Gedola, came before the second one. Menolan, how do you know that? The Tanya, it says like this. It says in the Torah, there's a brisa, the quote of the pasuk in the Torah, it says, Hi ha'ola, al mokta, al ha-mizbeach, kol ha-layla. Zeh, maracha gedola. That's a reference to the maracha gedola, the main place where they burnt korbanos. Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo. Then it says, Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo. Zeh maracha, shnia shel ketores. That's a reference to the second one. Right? And the Gemara asks, the Epechana, why are you saying that? Maybe the first pasuk is a reference to the little maracha, and the second one's a reference to the bigger maracha. How do you know? Right? Okay? And the Ritva says, it makes much more sense to say it that way, because the Ketores goes lefnai v'lefnim. It goes into the Kodesh. The maracha gedola stays outside in the Azara. So it would make much more sense to talk about the little maracha, which services the ketores, which services the little mizbeach, first. No, says the Gemara, mistabra, no. Maracha gedola adifa, the maracha gedola is better, shekein kaparasa meruba, because it has more kapara going on. There's more kapara going on that than on the ketores. Adarabba, just the opposite. Maracha shniya adifa, the second maracha should be better, shekein machnisin mimena lifnim, because it goes into the base, into the kodesh, in the little mizbeach, it goes into the kodesh. So doesn't that win? Isn't that so amazing? Afilu hachi kaparasa meruba adifa. Even still, the fact that the kapara is meruba wins everything. That beats the fact that there's a ketores going with nim, and therefore the maracha gedola comes first. What comes second? The maracha of the ketores. What comes third? Third is the sidur shnei gizrei yetzim. So isn't that funny? You get up the large fire, then you set the small one, then you bring two logs for the large one. That funny way, funny order? That's funny. So the Gemara asks, we're going to get to that question in a second. V'boyisema, another answer why the first maracha comes first. Let's say there is no second maracha. They forgot to do it. Or it went out. There is none. E lo mishkacha eitzim maracha shnia. If you don't have eitzim for the second maracha, you don't have enough eitzim. You can't make a second maracha. So milo ma'ayel maracha gedola. Wouldn't you take the coals from the maracha gedola for the ketores? Of course you would. Doesn't say anywhere halacha lo shi b'sinai that the maracha shnia has to be the ketores. We do that. And what if you don't have a maracha shnia? So you use a maracha gedola. So the bottom line is, the Baruch HaGadol comes first. Okay? What's the matter?
I'm just trying. If the whole thing is none of this is ma'akir if you do it out of it. What happens if you do the whole thing out of order?
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that on the base. So
the suggestion that one is more chashiv than the other, doesn't that suggest that since you can't reduce the level of kedusha, that the taking one from the gedolah...
We didn't say it's more chashiv. We said it's the kapara is greater. More kapara goes on there than goes on in the ketores, so it goes first. Listen, people are very mock, but people write on cloth ketores. Nobody writes on cloth karbanos.
Right.
Nobody does that. Why? I heard somebody one of my chats they sent in spoke to one of the Kabbalim in Eretz Yisrael, and he said that you should say the pita maketores 5 times and you should spread it and on and on and on. They didn't say it to say ezu mekolin 5 times,
right?
Right? There's a specialness to the ketores which you don't have for other things, right? Having said that, the fact that the Maracha Gedola is involved in more kapara wins. It means it comes first. It means more chashiv. I don't know. I'm not that one to make that judgment call.
When you say Rosh Halacha Maracha Shnei, is this the way they did it in the Mishkan?
Probably yes. Yes. I don't know if there was a Maracha Shnei in the Mishkan. I don't know. Now, V-Bais. Okay, we said that already. Now, I feel it have Achi Bragadura. Right. Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores Kodemus L'Sidur Shnei Gizrei Yetzim. That's a funny thing. First we have the Maracha Gedola, then the Maracha Shnei Ketana, then we go back to put two Yetzim, two laws on the Maracha Gedola. What's up with that? Menalan, how do you know that? Right? How do you know that? Right? It says the Ritva, it would make much more sense to do the opposite. First let the Maracha Gedola, take the two laws of the Maracha Gedola, then be busy with the Maracha Shnei. It's a funny out of order, so out of order. So the Gemara says, no. Dichtiv, it says, Ubir aleha kohen, etim baboker baboker. Right? And you will take ubir aleha, on it, every morning, 2 logs. So when it says on it, it's mashma, there's another fire, but don't put it there. Put it on it, on the Bracha Gedola. Right? Aleha, on it, v'lo al chevrata, not on the other one.
What do you need a drasha for?
No, I didn't say it's lachem. Rashi said we learned it in the yeshiva.
Right.
So Rashi said we learned it in the yeshiva. So this is just you know ramazim or a clue. Aleha v'lo chaverta, on the main fire put the 2 logs, not on the other one. Michlal, which implies disel chaverta. There is another one. If there's another one, then we got to light fire number 2 before we put the 2 logs. Okay. V'hai aleha, but this word aleha, mi boile legufe, we need it for itself. Right? Which means that the logs have to go bedafka aleha, on the fire. Not next to the fire, not they explain, not on the side, different. It's not extra. So the Gemara says, no. Tre aleha ksivi. There are 2 alehas. It says, ubir aleha koin eitzim baboker baboker. V'arach aleha ha'ola. So there are 2 alehas. One's extra, one's not extra. The truth is, the really 3 alehas. Right? There's a 3rd aleha. Right? It says, Ubir aleha ko yetze boke boke. V'arach aleha victor aleha. So the Ritva says that that from the 3rd aleha we learned something about the afternoon carbon time, so it's not extra. Fine. Next. Seder Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Kodem L'Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now, the Seder Shnei Gizrei Eitzim came before cleaning out the inner Mizbeach. They would clean out the inner Mizbeach from last night's Ketores. Afagav Dehacha, even though by the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, Ksiv Baboker Baboker, it says Baboker Baboker, Vehacha, and by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Diksiv Baboker Baboker, it says baboker baboker. Afilu hachi machshir adif. Machshir comes first. What machshir? What does that mean? Machshir means preparing, getting it ready, right? What does that mean? Rashi says it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Hamachshir, when you prepare something umesaken es hadavar hazeh, and you prepare and you umesaken es hadavar and you're preparing something hazeh kodmo. That comes first. The eitzim machshirei ketores heim. The eitzim are a hachshara for the ketores. Shari eitzim min hamachshirin as a ketores. Because that's what ketores is from. You take the coals, with Ketores, burn it together. So since the Eitzim are a machshir, are a preparation, they come before cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi. That's why cleaning out the two Eitzim is number three, and cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi is avoda number four. Okay?
Done every day as well?
Yes, every day. Right? What's the question? Which the Gemara is going to ask in 2 seconds. The question is so obvious. The question is, the coal for the Ketores, did that come from the Merachah Gedolah? What did the Gemara just say? Since the two Gizrei Eitzim are a Hechsher for the Ketores, it comes before cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi for the Ketores. That's not where it came from. It came from the little Merachah. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Machsher Mayniu. What are you talking about, Machsher? What Machsher? What are you getting ready over here? And the Gemara answers, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. No, those two Eitzim on the Merachah is a Hechsher. What are you talking about? We just said a second ago that the two Gizrei Eitzim go on the Merachah Gedolah. That's not where the coal for the Ketores came from. So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Yirmiya. No, Shum Eitzim. The idea of Eitzim. The name Eitzim. In other words, when we say coal, we don't mean coal like charcoal. We mean wood. It burn wood. Take the ash of the wood, when it's still boiling hot, and that became the fire in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, where they put the Ketores on that. So they're both made from wood. Happens to be the two Gizrei Eitzim, only one on the Merachah Gedolah. That has no bearing on the Merachah Shnei. There's no bearing on the fact that the Merachah Shnei also had Eitzim, and therefore it's called Eitzim. So therefore it's not a Kasha. Ravina Amar, different answer. Ho'il v'hitzchil b'marachah gomer. Well, once we start the Merachah Gedolah, we're going to finish the Merachah Gedolah. Okay? Rav Ashi Amar, well, we just said a few minutes ago, Ilo mishkach Eitzim l'marachah shniyah, if you didn't find Eitzim in the Merachah Shniyah, milo ma'al Merachah Gedolah, wouldn't you go to the Merachah Gedolah? The answer is you certainly would. So the fact that the two blobs go to Merachah Gedolah in a very broad way really does serve as the Ketores. Okay? Next. We're up to avoda number four. V'disha Mizbeach HaPanimi, cleaning out the Mizbeach, kodim lahatavas chamesh neiros. That comes before the five neiros. So they do that, then they clean out the five neiros. My taima, why would they do the Mizbeach before cleaning out the menorah? Amar Abaya, Gemara Gemirna, it's a tradition, but Svara lo yadana, but I don't know the reason. I don't know. I don't know why. Why is cleaning out the Mizbeach, that's avoda number four. Avoda number five is the five neiros. Well, the Gemara is basically going to say, why are we splitting up the menorah into two avodas, five and then two again? Why are we doing that? We're going to ask that question. But the Mizbeach comes before the menorah. Why? Says Abaye, I don't know why. Rav, I'll tell you why. Kirish Lakish, Damarish Lakish, Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvah. Because when you walk into the Kodesh, what do you bump into first? When you walk into the Kodesh, the menorah was on the right, the Mizbeach was on the left. The Lechem up, am I right? The Lechem Aparim was on the Shulchan was on the left. And where was the Mizbeach? In the middle. You hit it first. And therefore, you can't pass it up. Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs. That comes first. Right? Rashi says on the bottom, Hapogeya b'mitzvah, when you bump into a mitzvah, lo yavru men, don't pass it by. V'nafkulam b'mechilta, tell me if this is a valid makar for this. The Mechilta says, it says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, guard the matzos. Kari be es hamitzvos. We read it as it says mitzvah, guard the mitzvos. What does it mean, guard the mitzvos? Lo tamtin lo shetach mitzvah v'ayoshon. Don't let a mitzvah become chametz and old and dry, like leaven. Don't let it rise, don't let it sit there. Do it. It's a funny makar for not passing over a mitzvah. Anyway, now we turn to Amud-Beis. When you walk into the Heichel, you bump into the Mizbeach first. Now, by the way, if they're all three lined up, why do you bump into the Mizbeach first? The answer is, they're not all three lined up. Titania, Shulchan Batzafon. The Shulchan was on the north. Mashach Menakos of Shri Amos Umechsa. It was two and a half amos away from the wall. So when you walk into the room, the Heichel, on the Tzafon side, 2.5 hours away from the wall, was the Shulchan. Menorah, Badarom. The menorah was on the southern side. Meshulchan and Hakotzel, Shtamos and Mechza. 2.5 hours away from that wall. And Mizbeach Memutza, the Mizbeach was right in the middle. However, Omid Be'emza, right in the middle, Umoshach Klape Chutz Kima. It was a little bit to the front. So when you walked in, the Mizbeach was before the other two. A little bit. How much is a little bit? I don't know. How much is a little bit? I don't know. But it was a little bit. Says the Shabbos Aryeh, Abaye knew that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. He knows that, Abaye. So what do you mean he didn't know that the Mizbeach comes first? What didn't he know? He says he didn't know that they will not wind up evenly. He thought they're all three in a row. And if they're all three in a row, why is the Mizbeach, why is it Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? You walk in, you go to the right, you go to the left, you go to the center. Doesn't make a difference. Fine. So the Gemara says, V'nukim b'la hadayo. So Taka, why are they like that? Why are they in a row? Why is the Mizbeach up? So I guess Abaye didn't know this drasha. Kiva Dixiv could have said, Ves menorah nochach ha-shulchan. The menorah is next to the shulchan. Be'inon dechazu adada. They have to see each other. And if the Mizbeach is in the middle, they can't see each other because the Mizbeach is blocking. Therefore, the Mizbeach was a little up, and it came first. Amar Rava, Shma minah b'de Rish Lakish. So you see from Rish Lakish that, listen to this, Avure dara atotefta aser. Putting on your tefillin shel rosh before your tefillin shel yad is aser. Why is it aser? Avure dara, to pass over your arm, atotefta, for your tefillin shel rosh, aser is aser. Why is it aser? Says Rashi, la'achar tefillin shel bizroa b'shel tefillin shel rosh, aser, to pass by the tefillin shel yad and put on the tefillin shel rosh is aser. Why? The habizroa paga betchila, because you reach the arm first. What on earth does that mean?
It's seemingly, it's a very difficult thing, because you would think it's whichever tefillin, which is what we do also, whichever tefillin you have first is the mitzvah, not whichever arm you put it on.
Well, you put on one of the arm, one of the head.
I understand that, but let's say you have your tefillin in front of you, and your tefillin shell, you shouldn't put your hand over your tefillin shell rosh to get to your tefillin shell yad, because then you're bypassing the actual tefillin. Here you're bypassing your arm.
Right, so what does he mean by that? What does he mean?
You go like this. You go like this. You go past your arm to your head.
Yeah. Right, that makes sense. But
so Tosfos,
the emphasis would be on the physical mitzvah, the tefillin, not on your arm.
Tosfos gives two pshatim what it means. First pshat, now if he said, Tosfos asked, what do you need the mitzvah, the din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah? We learned the Menachos, that the reason why the tefillin shel yad go on first, because the pasuk says, Ukshartem lo'oz al yodecha, v'ilchot tefos b'nenecha. First the yad, then the rosh. What do you mean, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? What does that mean? What kind of answer is that? So Tosfos says, of course, by the way, the halacha is, that if your tefillin shel rosh are first, you pass them over. The fact that the yad goes on first beats Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Unlike, if your talus is not first, you put your tefillin on first. Not supposed to. Talus goes first. What if your talus is over there, tefillin right here, put your tefillin on first. But if the yad's here and the rosh is there, the rosh is over there, and the rosh is here and the yad's over there, you go get the yad first. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? No. The yad comes first as a mamash halacha, it beats. So what's Rashi talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos says what it's talking about is two things. Two pshatim. First pshat, he says, is when you take your tefillin off, put them back in the bag in such a way that tomorrow morning the yad comes first. Yes, the yad comes first, even if the rosh is in the front. Why do it like that? Why make the rosh in the front? You have to go bypass it. Don't do that. Take them off in such a way, put them back in such a way that in the morning the yad comes out first. That's what Rava means. That's what Rashi means. That's one pshat he gives. Then in the second, he gives an amazing thing. He says something amazing. If you want to look inside, it's like five lines from the bottom. V'Rebbe Eliyahu Zatzal Mefarish. People do this, and they might do it wrong. Rebbe Eliyahu Mefarish like this. Dile Inyan Tashmish. When people touch their tefillin and kiss their tefillin. Ayri. Dechaye Vadin Lamashmish Tefillin Kol Shah. You have to touch your tefillin all the time. Kavachomer Mitzitz. Right, like from a Kavachomer, from the Tzitz, it's like one name of Hashem. Kohen Gadol couldn't forget about it. Tefillin have more than one name. If they always constantly think about Hashem, think about the tefillin. V'hashu dekamer b'shal yad, mimashmesh tchila When you're touching your tefillin and kissing your tefillin, the Rosh, the Yad comes first. People don't realize that. They're just doing it by rote, whatever.
Well, no, most people say
they do an al zecha. Right, right. It's, but sometimes people are so robots, they could, that's what it means. The yad comes first. Even if you're not, people do it by ashrei. People do it all random times. Random times, not just by Shema, by random times, by ashrei, by pesachet, by decha, they do all these funny things. The yad comes first. Why? Because it's what you hit first. First is here, then your head's the way up there. Right? That's what it means. If you bump into your arm first, then touch the shalrosh. Very interesting.
But when you take your tefillin off, you take your shalrosh off
first. Right. Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
That makes sense, because we just said you have to get to your tefillin shalyab first. So if you take your first off your head, you put it in wherever you want to put it, then your yab would go in front of it. First on, last off, you know.
It's LIFO. Right. Last on, first off.
Yeah.
Last in, first out. Right. Okay. So, Hechi Ovid, what do? Back to the Gemara. Midra l'totefta. First your arm, and then your head. Fine. That was a nice detour. Back to this. Now, we're up to the voter number 5. Hatavas Chamesh Neiros, Kodom Adama Tamid. This is complicated. The Hatavas Chamesh Neiros, after they cleared out 5 Avodas, 5 Neiros, they would then go bring the Karban Tamid. They will do the avodah of the Karban Tamid, then go back and take out the other 2 Neiros. Clean out the other 2 Neiros. V'dama Tamid kodem otavas shtei Neiros. Then they'll go back and do the other 2 Neiros. My timer, why is that? Why do they do like that? Amar Abaya, hahu baboker, the shnei gizrei eitzim, the lo tzmichu. It says baboker, by the shnei gizrei eitzim. It says Abaya, those 2 words are extra. So we're going to apply those words here. Shadinu lahacha. We're going to apply them here. Chad shadai la tamis chamish neiros de lekadme la dama tamid. 1 to tell you that the 5 neiros come before the dama tamid. V'chad and 1 shadai to tell you the dama tamid de nakme la tamis shnei neiros. Right. So the order is 5 neiros, carbon tamid, 2 neiros. Those are our votes 5, 6, and 7. Okay. Now the Gemara explains itself. Chad shadayu la tavas chamesh neiros, de lekadme ledam atamid, and it makes a lot of sense that the chamesh neiros come before the dam atamid. Why? De hacha, because by the tavas neiros, tlasa, it says 3 times the word baboker. Tlasa, it says it 3 times, right? It says baboker, betivus, and neiros yaktirena. That's baboker by the menorah, which was by the ode, and it says another baboker, but it says by the shnei gizrei eitzim, because we're applying it here. So there are 3. V'hacha, but by the tamid, it's trei. It's only 2 times it says the word boker, right? It's a kevas echad taseh baboker, and the second boker is borrowed from shnei gizrei eitzim. V'chad l'shadai l'dama tamid dinadak min l'tavas shtei neiros, and then the other baboker tells you that the Dama Tamid comes before the 2 Neiros. Afagav, dehacha trei, vahacha trei. Even though they're both 2 babokers, still, mechaper adif. The fact that the kapara comes first. So the Dama Tamid, which is kapara, right? The fact that it's a kapara, what kapara? What kapara is the Tamid? Brought it every day. What kapara? Says Rashi. Hani mekapri sheha'ola, it's an ola mekaperes alasei for aseis. Oh, I forgot the bench yesterday. Oh, the ola will cover that. Valos asei shnitik lasei or a los asei that you can fix up with an asei, so there's no punishment in bezdin. Okay, an ola will help that. And we also say Rashi, other places say other plans. It also works for bad thoughts, which they don't act on those bad thoughts. It's just bad thoughts. It's not so nice to have bad thoughts, even if you don't act on them, right? It's an attitude problem. So for that, the ola works. Anyway, that's kapara. What's the 2 neiros? No kapara. Not a kapara issue. And therefore, the 2 neiros come second. So it's 5, tamid, 2. It's a funny thing, right? Amalei Rav Papa Abaya, Papa says to Abaya, V'eima, how about this? Chad shidur yildeshan v'deach ha'panimi, denok yildam ha'tamid, the mizbeach ha'panimi, cleaning out the Mizbech HaPanimi comes before the Dam HaTam, which it does. Which it does. Right? Disha Dech HaPanimi, the voter number four. He's saying, the way it was like this. Mizbech HaPanimi, five Neiros. Dam HaTamid, two Neiros. Where Papa wants to know, now do like this. First, Mizbech HaPanimi. Then the Karban Tamid. Then bring the menorah. Five and two. Want to do it five and two? Do it five and two. What's the big deal? The Hacha Tlasa, by the Dishun, there are three bokers. V'hacha, by the Dam, Shrei, there are only two. V'chad, Shadayel, Dam HaTamid, Tanakh Matav is Chamesh Neiros. And then, the other boker will let you know that the Dam HaTamid comes before the Chamesh Neiros. Da'afa, da'af, da'acha, trei, v'hacha, trei. V'chapar of it, adif. Even though you have it like that, v'chapar should still be better. So what's Rav Papa doing? He's making that there's no separation in between the five Neiros and the two Neiros. Right now there's a separation. What separates them? The Dam HaTamid. It's such a strange thing. You have the cleaning out the inner Mizbeach, then you clean out the five Neiros, you're right there already. Then you go bring the Karban Tamid, then go back and clean out the two Neiros. So I said, Papa, why are you doing that? Such a funny thing to do. Do the clean out the Mizbeach, I got that, that comes first, then go do the Karban Tamid, then do the menorah. Why are you doing it five and two? So the Gemara says, Im Kain, well if you can do it that way, says Abaya, Afsuki, what's going to break up the five and the two? What's going to break up the five and the two? And the question is, what has to break? Why does something break up the five and the why? Right, Rashi says, Im Kain, the Mekadamas le Dam HaTamid, if you're going to do the Dam HaTamid before the menorah, there's nothing breaking up the five and the two. Afsuke my besakta la tavas neiros la abishol. According to Abishol, what breaks up the five and the two? Nothing. Given the isle atavas meta vachach yakir, Dam HaTamid taktim atavas. Right. In other words, the order is right now that is five Dam HaTamid and two. If you're going to bring the Dam HaTamid before the five, there's nothing separating the five and the two. Says the Gemara. Well, why? Why do you need something separating the five? Who made up this five and two story? So hanichal of Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, that the whole reason you have the five and the two is no reason. Just the Amar Lama Mativen Chvachozin Mativen. Why didn't you do five and then come back and do another two? K'dila Haragish Kol Azara Kula Shap. K'dila Haragish Kol Azara Kula. Just to make a noise, just to make a tumult in Azara. Back and forth, back and forth. It makes a tumult in the Azara. First we're going to do five, then we're going to go bring the Karban Tamid, then we're going to go back and do the two. Right? It just causes an excitement in the Azara. So Shapir. So if you get rid of that, fine, it makes sense. So you get rid of that. There's no etzem reason. So if you get rid of that and make the five and the two consecutive without anything in the middle, fine. That's fine. So do it like that. So according to Rish Lakish, Rav Papa's question is a good question. Why are you breaking up five and two? Well, according to Rish Lakish, there's no reason to do it. Why do we do it? To cause excitement. So we don't cause excitement, we don't cause excitement. El Rav Yochanan, but according to Rav Yochanan, Gamar who says baboker baboker, it says baboker baboker, which means chalkehu l'shnei bekarim. No. Break the day into two different parts. First the five and then the two. So it's mamash a pasuk. You can't get out of that. You can't get rid of that. You can't not have five and two. It has to be separate. There has to be something going on in the middle. You have to. So again, according to Rish Lakish, it was just to cause excitement. Okay, so don't cause excitement. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mamash a pasuk. How do you get? What's your papa's question? Well, how are we going to get rid of it? Let's get rid of it. Who needs it? Who needs five and two? According to Yochanan, the mamash need it. Now that's when you lit it at night. Here we're cleaning it out in the morning. There's a machlokas. There was a machlokas if they lit it in the morning. Yes, and they put it. I thought that till I was preparing this daf. That one that was the Ner Maravi never went out, so they put it out every morning.
They put it out when they cleaned out the other one.
Correct. Right. So they first they cleaned out five, then they cleaned out two.
Yeah, the other two still lit.
When they cleaned out the five, two were still lit?
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and they left it lit forever?
Yeah.
Yes.
It never went out? It never went out?
No.
I don't know. That's a good
Okay, not that a particular candle
I understand.
If you've got five, you've got two. You need one left.
I'm not aware of that. I don't know that. I have to look into that.
I think we learned it in Keturah.
In a minute, the Gemara is going to say with the five and the two. But you hear what he's saying? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a chiyuv right. To separate the five and the two. Yeah. How can Rav Papa suggest to get rid of that separation? No, Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, let's get rid of it. Who needs five and two? Get rid of it. According to Rish Lakish, you can get rid of it. Because the whole reason you do it is to cause a stir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Mamash Pasuk. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Hai Baboker, Baboker, the Eitim Mimi Yater. The whole thing, the whole premise is wrong. You said, well, Baboker, Baboker is extra, so we're going to learn now to separate. No. Hamibar Lila Gufe. We already said on Amal Aleph. Nobody's paying attention. We said on Amal Aleph that we need a Baboker, Baboker to come Rahman and the Tamil Baruch HaShni L'Hilkatoris. That the Baruch HaShni L'Hilkatoris came first. And that's why the Shnekis V'Eitim came first, because the Baboker, Baboker wasn't extra at all. Amalei, V'Lavmi Kim, didn't we say, Aleha? That you put the shnekis v'yetzim aleha on it, v'lo al chevrata, not on its friend, michlal de'ika isya chevrata, which implies there is a friend, meaning it's already lit the second one, right? So therefore, it's not even extra. The baboker is not extra. So this whole drasha is wrong. The whole drasha is wrong, and therefore, but papa's kasha is not a kasha. Why don't we get rid of the thing in the middle? You can't get rid of it. There's no extra words. And therefore, the order is five neiros, then the carbon tamid, then the two neiros. Mai shna da'avid atavas neiros beresha, nevid atavas shtei neiros beresha. Why is it five and two? Maybe it should be two and five. The Gemara says, no, kivan da'aschabu avid rov. Once we start, we're going to do the rov. We're going to do rov. V'nevid shis, so do six. Six and one. The Gemara says, no, Amar Kwa Beitiv was ha-neiros yakti renu. V'en ha-neiros pachas mishtayim. Right? A neiros, you can't have less than two. That's why it's five and then two. It's learned out of a pasuk. It's an idea from a pasuk. Now, what are you guys saying about the menorah with the nearby Ravi? I have to look into that. It's a good question. Okay? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, continuing the Seder Maracha of Abaya. Everybody have a good Shabbos.